stops to throw. In the pocket, Williams makes him slide to the left. He does. He throws. Pass intercepted. Jason Hunter with the interception.
Joining out by linebacker Jason Hunter. Jason, I just played the highlight of your interception against Mark Sanchez and the Jets a few weeks ago. You've come to Denver. You haven't just found a role for yourself. You've made it by doing what linebackers are asked to do. Let's get to the football.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I'm trying to do. Be around the ball. Turnovers. So blessed and fortunate enough to have opportunity to have an interception, pick up a fumble recovery. Mario Hagan made a great play, and I was able to capitalize on it.
I know that after the charge again, Coach McDaniel said to play more like the team did against the Chiefs, have to be a little bit more consistent. How has that message come across now that you guys are getting ready for your next game?
Definitely something that we think about, think back on. We definitely want to play well, play hard. We had some great success against the Chiefs, and definitely something that we want to get back to, especially here at home.
And one thing I think fans may not be too aware of, you won a national championship at Appalachian State, but you don't get drafted. How tough was that, and how much does that motivate you to show the league you can play at this level?
Definitely, I have have a chip on my shoulder. I definitely want to show that I have the skills to play this league. I come from a strong program. Many people don't get to hear about it. But now I'm sure they do. All the championships that we have won. But definitely something that I carry with me. And I still carry with me now, and I carry with me then. And I always will carry with me.
Something that also Wesley Woodyard went through. Mario Hagan drafted a little bit later. He kind of bounced around a little bit. But, take a look in that locker room, the three of you guys. You guys are kind of leaders in there, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we got a great group of guys in the locker room. We got great leadership. I just try to lead by example. Do what the coach asks me to do. Come to work every day. Play hard. Practice hard. And just keep it clean.
Well, it's showing on the field so far through just 10 games. You've set a career high in tackles. Why? Why do you think this year that's happened?
Definitely just the scheme. The scheme that we are now, I'm down playing them, allows me to, make, be around the ball and, have some opportunities to make some plays. So I definitely, I'm going to try to take advantage of my opportunity, the playing time, being out there, more and, just try to, continue, do things well. And hopefully, if I do my job, I'm able to, be in position to make plays.
It is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for your time. Is there anyone you want to say happy Thanksgiving to who you may not see today?
Yeah, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all my family back home in Charlotte. Love you guys. Mom, dad, grandparents, brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
Jason, thanks for your time. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for sending in your questions. Plenty more on DenverBroncos.com throughout the week as the Broncos get ready for the Rams.